Now, the rest of the story. You've met some snobs in your day, I suppose. I don't think you ever met one quite like him. Oh, there was no doubt about it. Now, there are gourmet snobs, you know, keep a watchful eye on the order in which forks are displayed to the left, and who insist on the proper French pronunciation for vichyssoise. There are classical music snobs who won't even attend a concert. Really, won't even attend a concert. Such purists refuse to suffer the inevitable imperfection of an actual performance. They prefer instead to stay home and read the score and hear the music in their minds. This snob I'd like you to meet was a theater snob. In an era when theatrical interest might have been less, considerably less than manly, he was proudly, passionately fascinated with the stage, and he especially loved Shakespeare. The great Shakespearean actors were his favorite actors. For him, nothing could rival the wit of the bard's comedies, nor the profundity of his tragedies. Of course, he appreciated the work of other playwrights. And after each performance, one could always depend upon his intelligent comments and his insightful criticism. And one could depend on something else. He never saw a bad play twice, except once. It was his wife who forced an exception to this rule. She had her heart set on seeing this particular play. She declared there was no way she was going to see it alone. And the opus to which she referred was a truly third-rate stage work by the English dramatist Tom Taylor. In fact, that play was so mediocre that after its very first rehearsal, its own author told it to get out of the country. So his efforts should not have been entirely in vain, however. Taylor sent the script to a New York producer named Lester Wallach. Wallach, in turn, told stage actress Laura Keene that only she could make that play a success. Miss Keene accepted the producer's dare. Now, remember the theater snob? The one with a preference for Shakespeare? He had no interest at all in seeing this play by Tom Taylor that night. He had already seen it, and he never saw a bad play twice. And this one was Turkeyville. A stupid plot, sprinkled with silly puns and forced humor. But his wife. His wife argued that Laura Keene was an outstanding actress. It would be worth enduring the play, she insisted, simply to see Laura Keene perform. Anyway, it would do them both good to get out of the house for the evening. Nobody knows how long the husband and wife continued to debate the relative merits of seeing the play and staying home. But it is recalled that the wife got her way. Reluctantly, the husband submerged his theatrical taste and his better judgment, and the nagging apprehension in the back of his mind, and the couple went out to see Taylor's Our American Cousin, the first and only time in his life that he ever saw a bad play twice. Of course, little could either man or wife have known that the options they had discussed were to be or not to be, literally. For the man I've been describing never came home that night. History tells us that on the evening of April 14, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot and killed in Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. And that is so. And now you know. The rest of the story.